Hello, people. In this week's episodes, we're going to be looking at confidence from a few different angles. And in this first episode, we're going to dig deeper on how doing less builds confidence. So let's dig in. Okay, guys, let's dig in. So I want to start this episode kind of talking about why this came to the front for me. So I was looking at my goals at the end of April. So I kind of set the first day of every month to reassess my goals. I've got kind of, funny enough, a goal to learn more about them, goals that is, and try and get better at them. Because what I've realized is I'm not standardly good at average goal setting. You know, it's kind of like how dyslexics are brilliant, you know, can be brilliant at mathematics, but you can never do the workings behind the scenes. How did you get there? Why did you get there? I struggle with that massively. I look at my life every year and I go, wow, a lot of stuff happened. That's pretty cool. And if someone else looked at my life, they'd go, shit, that's probably quite successful. You've actually achieved a lot in a short period of time. How'd you do it? And I'm like, I've got no idea. It just kind of happened. There were some directions at one point, and then somehow I managed to get to certain places, and they're not always where I started. And I've come to terms with that. But what I was thinking about is, it's, you know, how all of us in the world, you know, I find goal setting very like diets. You know, people want to lose weight, so they go out and they look for a diet book or a diet formula. And you don't really know, you know, they're all very generic. You know, they're very random. Some of them are opposing. Some of them are right and wrong. Some of them say one thing and say, don't do this. The other one says the opposite. And you've got no clue what's going to work. And then you may have a little bit of success early on, and then it falls off the band. You know, you fall off the bandwagon and it fails. You know, and I kind of looked at goal setting and thought, that's kind of like that, isn't it? It's kind of, you know, everyone's got a different method they'll tell you how to do. But are they really designed for your type of, you know, personality or the way your brain works or what motivates you? And to be honest, what I've tried in the past hasn't worked. So if anyone does have anything good for me to research, pop it in the group. Adult Dyslexia Secrets, and I'd love to look at the research behind it. But what I've started to play with, and I'm going back to what I've learned, is in March, or yeah, the end of March, I decided to flip my goals. And I tried to say, okay, instead of making them moderate, you know, they were middle goals, shall we say. So they were trying to achieve quite a big target. They're kind of stretch goals. So let me give you an example. One of them was, let's say, for health. It was to get really fit, and I think it was a weight loss goal of about 12 kgs. I could probably stand to lose and live quite happily. That was the first goal I tried. And at first, that motivated me massively. I had the diet effect. And bang, I went into it. I lost 5 kgs month one. It was awesome. The next month, I put 1 kg on, and I started to continue to be shocking at it, is the word I was looking for. And I was like, okay, that's not working. This is the way I usually do it, and it's not working. Why do I keep doing the same thing again and again and again? So let me try and change this. So the next change was, okay, what if I make this really visual and a vision-based goal? What if I want to be the best goalkeeper I can possibly be? I can imagine myself as a goalkeeper, really fit and strong and jumping to save the ball. This is for football and soccer. You know, I imagined it, I visualized it. It was great for a week and then probably went backwards quicker than the first version of it. And what I realized is from that, it was just so unspecific. I didn't know what the pathway to get there was, and it was just too broad. It started with such good intentions, but it failed. And I wanted to share that failure with you, because usually I don't try and share failures, because, you know, they feel yucky. They lower your confidence sometimes. And, you know, you feel like, oh, I've stuffed up. And so what I said is, okay, What do I have to change? What is the result I'm after? And the end result was the first goal. I do want to lose weight. Am I completely tied to how much? No, not really. I just want to be healthy. I don't really have a specific number. You know, if I reach one number or the next, it's not going to make a massive difference. All I know is I need to lose, or I want to lose, a chunk of weight. So I thought about this, and it reminded me of a story from a guy called Donald Miller. He's a marketing guy, very smart guy. He very good at telling stories, good in marketing. If you like, if you're in marketing, I think it's storybrand.com, very switched on guy. And he talks about his own weight loss journey. And he kind of clicked and realized actually the goal he needed to set was not how much weight he needed to lose. It was he needed to pick one thing that was going to give that effect, cause that effect, and then get really consistent at it. And I was reminded of this the other day in another podcast around this, because, you know, the person was saying you've got to build systems in your life or habits that you do even when you don't really want to, or you wouldn't normally want to. You've got to build these habits that are going to make the biggest changes. So I kind of had this penny drop moment about 4 or 5 days ago. And I said, okay, what's my game changer? You know, for Donald Miller, it was swimming. He decided, I'm going to go swimming every morning. I can't remember, it was 5 or 7 days a week. But he went swimming for 30 minutes and enjoyed it. He loved swimming, so it was easy for him. It wasn't a hard thing. He wasn't forcing himself out of his comfort zone massively. He just said, I'm going to do it every day. And for him, that was what he enjoyed. And I said to myself, okay, I already play football. My fitness isn't terrible from a fitness point of view. I enjoy walking. I do that naturally. I don't need to set a goal for that. I just enjoy getting out of the house and going for a walk and listening to stuff. So I said, what's my big one? And to be honest, my big one is I always eat too much. It's been a habit that I've had for years. And without going into too much, it was from my past. I've not been able to stop it, to be honest. I've gotten better at certain times of the day, but then other times of the day, I just overeat. And so that's my big scary, you know, that's my challenge. And I've been sitting there the other day thinking, what little, you know, could I change this? I wonder what it would do. You know, if my only, let's call it health goal for the whole of the rest of 2019 is eat smaller meals, you know, would that give me that result? And I personally think, yes, it would. Even in 5 days, I've actually dropped to the lowest I've been this year, which is absolutely insane. And I've survived. I haven't wilted away at all. If anything, I felt better. Who would have thought? You know, I decided to change my goal to make it really small and little. And in doing that in 5 days, as I say, I've got a very small amount of data, and I'll update everyone in a month or two to make sure, you know, consistent motivation is what I'm looking for. That's what I'm driven towards. Can I get consistently motivated until it becomes a habit? That is what I'm really trying to build, because you get that formula right, imagine where that affects every dyslexic's life. And I guess I wanted to just share a couple of things around confidence. You know, why this seems to be working for me is it's making me confident because there's lots of small wins. Like I had some chocolate yesterday, and I thought to myself, am I allowed chocolate? Which is your standard losing weight response. And my head said, you can have whatever you like as long as it's only a small amount. And I had a lot less than I ever would have in the past. And I was like, okay, that's cool. That's good. That was delicious. And, you know, once it hit my stomach, like everything, I was fine. And I was like, that was great. And that was a quick win that built my confidence. And again, same thing. I had sushi the other day for lunch. Now, the old me, honestly, would have eaten 12 pieces, hands down. And the new me went and got 6 pieces. And I sat there and enjoyed them. And then I got up and left the sushi place. And, you know, I know this may seem real, and you're like, your problem may not be food, it may be something completely different, your goals may be completely different, but what I'm trying to say is these, doing less, like, this is a really simple thing. This isn't a diet with 450 rules, this is just eat smaller amounts at a time, that's it. And as you can see, that's real easy to remember. It's really easy to measure. I can tell from years of experience if I'm eating more than I normally would or not. I've got kind of a starting point. And every day it's giving me feedback. So if I have a meal, instant feedback. Was that more than I had, usually had, or is it less? It's less? Confidence. Awesome. I feel great. If I make a mistake, I can look at it and go, I've got instant feedback. Okay, what was the trigger? What went wrong? Why did I go down that track? And that feedback is, I've talked about in other podcasts, is so important. And I can't forget it. This is such an easy goal. Not an easy one, but it's a simple goal to remember. I don't have to use my brain to come up with creative ideas, which is sometimes really nice because it's easy to do that for me, and it's usually the reason things fail because I keep changing my creative idea. So yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to share in the podcast is I feel like I've had a micro, I don't think it's a full epiphany, but a micro epiphany on how this works. I've heard about this before for years, but what we hear about and do are usually very different. And so it's up to me now to build that experience, which is how dyslexics learn on how this works. Because my goal is to be able to bring out something that's doable for all dyslexics that's actually going to work for your brain set or the way your mind works. So what goals do you have for yourself? What do you want to achieve? What's that end goal? And what's that one thing if you started to do automatically, consistently, without even thinking, would make the massive impact in your life? And how can you start taking small steps towards it, building experience and confidence? How can you achieve that? What would you try? Let us know in the group if you've got a good one. And I'll be back tomorrow with another podcast around confidence for dyslexics and how you can start to build more and more. Have a great day.